Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Seeds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Farrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Cook moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Hodapp moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Seeds reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp scores. Jolly goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodapp. Higgins moves to third. Coombs moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Hoedap reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Walters reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Seeds catches it and throws to second to double up Wahlberg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Walters scores. Johnson moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Hodapp scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.